What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? What's it called?
I was telling Caleb before we started recording that I got hose in different litter boxes.
And you can imagine what was said before that.
Yeah, totally.
Because it made sense logically. We got there.
We did. Yeah. It is a funny thing, isn't it, dude? How like we, you know, this is a funny thing to say about your own show, but this is a great podcast.
It's a very good job.
Very funny. And Caleb and I have known each other a long time, and it never really occurred to us to do it. But then now that we do it, like the way that we fuck around,
yeah,
it's really funny, dude. Like I've done a bunch of shows, and like a lot of comedians can lock in with each other and get in riff mode. But when Caleb and I talk on the phone, we talk in bits. Have you noticed that? How it's like, I'll just notice like we're talking about the website or whatever, and all of a sudden we're just talking about the moon, and
yeah, it always goes back to the moon.
It's really cool, dude. I really like our conversations. Just it happens no matter what. We're always talking about shitting and the moon and Joe Biden, and it's always like some sort of weird angle, even if it's like 10 in the morning. Anyway, it's funny. I was just talking about fucking my cat, and so I got hose in different litter boxes. And that was the complicated web we wove in order to get there. So
it is funny. Some friends I have, like, you know, they're just, they'll call you on the phone and they'll go, hello. And I'll be like, hey,
hey.
But like when you call me, you'll be like, hey, how's your dick doing? And
I'll go, right.
I don't have a dick. And you'll go, me neither. And it's like, it won't even be a point to the phone call.
It's just like, totally. Yeah, like 30 minutes goes by and it's like, oh my God, I need to tell you, we're broke. I forgot. We're fucked. We're totally, totally fucked. Matter of fact, in the past, since I've been moving, there's been some things we had to figure out. Some, I was going to say difficulties, but it was really just like figuring shit out. And we, you know, we have a sponsor now. Shout out to El Segundo Brewing. We have a Patreon. A
delicious beer they have.
We're opening a web store soon. We needed a bank account. Us two stupids. And Caleb doesn't have a savings account, but he has a business.
I do have a business.
Unbelievable. We do not have a lot of money in our bank account. And we were just talking about the bank account, and Caleb goes, wow, my podcast has more money than me. And it was like very funny, but it's also really scary because I cannot stress to you how we have almost no money in the bank account.
It's like I have $8 and what's it called has $9.
Totally. But yeah, we've had to work out, dude. It is really funny. Like, I don't know if you knew this, but getting a business checking account requires several pieces of information in order to get people to believe you that you are a business.
Oh, wow.
And we were just like, give us a bank account. And it turns out that you're supposed to have an address, your business.
Right.
Which is weird. I don't know anybody whose business has a fucking address aside from like somebody who like sells pizza or shirts,
right?
And who has a business
pizza
like that?
Shop.
It's
like, where's shirts? Ford? I don't know where Ford is.
They don't want you to know.
I want to deliver
Korea,
this.
I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Where's Google? You know,
yeah, well, Google's in, well, I was gonna say California. Cupertino, but I guess it's not, it's somewhere else. Yeah, wow, see, this is what I'm talking about. One of us says something serious and the other one's like Cupertino, and then we just talk about Mario Brothers for 35 minutes.
Oh man, it was killing me. I didn't know this. I was talking to my buddy's Will and Blake. We go on our camping trip we do every year, and we're hanging out, we're talking about Chris Pratt voicing Mario. And I didn't know that. I didn't
is
really
that
play
happening?
That much more. That's the story that in the movie version of Mario. Wow. It's Chris Pratt. And everybody's mad. And my buddy Blake goes, he goes, did they not know that Mario is a Japanese, made by a Japanese company, and it's a incredibly stereotypical Italian plumber. Yeah. And literally, when Mario sleeps, he doesn't snore. He goes like, a spaghetti. Like, he sits there and says pasta dishes in his sleep.
Literally, like, when he jumps, he goes, woohoo!
Like, it's not like it's about, you know, the rise and fall of Rome and it needs to be accurate.
Wait,
and
what are people mad about? That he's not Italian?
Right. I think people that come just on. Don't really know are just like, oh, Chris Pratt can't be Mario.
Wait, like, are they making a Mario? I didn't even know they were making a Mario movie. Yeah. They are? What?
Yes.
Oh my God. I mean, that's awesome. I hope, you know what I mean? That's so funny, dude. Excuse me, the guy playing Bowser's not a turtle, okay? He's not a turtle. He's not a dinosaur. He doesn't even have spikes. This is unbelievable. Dude, have you seen how many people are mad that there are black people in Lord of the Rings?
Oh, my God.
It's unreal, dude. It's like
crazy. What is the... What did you think Middle Earth is?
Yeah,
and then they're just like, when they said brown skin, I think they meant a sunburned white guy. I think Tolkien wouldn't have done that.
Oh my God, dude. It's awesome too.
Like, how important are white pointy ears to you?
Right.
They aren't real.
They're not real. They're not real. It's not real. It's none of it's real. That's what you like about it. That it's fake. Wow. That it's fan. Game of Thrones also, there's like all sorts of people of color in it, and people are like, oh, what the fuck? It's just like, it's just such an, oh God, dude, fuck you. And also, though, you're so funny. How are you like this?
Also, they're not ashamed. Like, yeah. if I was sitting there and I was watching the Lord of the Rings show and I was like, oh, it's a black man. I would go, don't say that. Don't tweet it for
totally.
Sure. And then maybe my relationship with the Lord isn't what it should be. If the sight of a black elf it fills me with rage, maybe I need to chill the fuck out and go lay into the grass. And I that's a crazy.
The list of things that are wrong with you is just like fucking massive, dude. Like, first of all, like, what are your fucking priorities? There's no black elves.
There's no elves.
There's no elves. There's no elves. And there's clearly no black people in your life. You should figure that shit out. There's no Asian people in Star Wars. You're a fucking jerk off, dude. It's a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Right.
Like, why? Yeah, man. No, the farther and further ago, the whiter. Talk about, dude.
It's like, I can't even imagine, like, the people I knew growing up who were racist in Georgia, I can't even imagine them giving a fuck.
Totally.
I'd be like, dude, can you, like, they pull up in their truck with a Mountain Dew in their back pocket. Fucking Tolkien, let me tell you something about J.R.R. Tolkien. Like,
dude, my Dumbledore don't suck no dick. Like, I just don't think it happens. I think that... I don't think that happens to most people's brains. But I guess not. I guess there's a lot of people. I mean, there's the other side of it too. I think we might have even talked about this last week. How, like, so this is a minority opinion, but I really liked season 8 of Game of Thrones. I really liked it. But
is
whatever.
The last one?
Yeah, the last one. And it was the one that was like 7 and 8 were written. The books still haven't been written, and they were written using George R.R. Martin's like notes about what he's gonna write.
Right, right.
But there was a lot more like that had to be written by the show creators themselves and people. And so look, it wasn't as good. I agree with that. It was like, but it was their creative mind more than his. And so it was gonna be a little different. I still enjoyed it. Yeah, the end was a little fucking corny. The choices they made were like, I don't know. I guess it wasn't entirely as cool as the rest of the show. But even if I hated it, I wouldn't have signed a fucking petition to change it. Like, there was literally a petition to rewrite the last season of Game of Thrones to make it better, to have better writers write it. And like, look,
that's
I guess
not
I could.
How petitions work.
No, dude.
The thing is, they work at all.
If you don't make something, you don't get to say. And what's cool is, if you read articles about it, the cast of Game of Thrones was like, fuck you. Kit Harington was like, you're a piece of shit. Everybody who signed that's a piece of shit. You have no idea the crew, the writers, the director, the actors, how much work we put into it. But I don't know, dude. It really makes me
that is
unhappy.
So crazy. That's like incel level. Yeah. That's like having a petition to get yourself laid. It does, like, you have a constitutional right to petition the government, you dipshit, not HBO. You don't.
Totally.
It doesn't work like that. What's totally. The government going to knock their door down? Hey, let's see these storyboards.
Yeah.
All right. Act three. It's a little fucked up.
Yeah, that's right. Lindsey Graham kicks the fucking door in. Like, all right, y'all, we're going to need a version where the dragon doesn't melt the chair. That's the number one. And secondly, I have a list of people I don't consider people.
I would hate to be the FBI agent working on season 8 of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, dude. That's the other thing. Like, so you think that when the petition goes through and this law gets passed, that the senators, cops and lawyers that write it now are going to make a better version of it? You can start a GoFundMe to make another season 8. But it's also just like, look, I also guess, you know, in a moment of frustration that a thing you love got ruined in your eyes, signing a thing. I guess I could see that.
It's like the Star Wars fans, like, you don't deserve anything.
Yeah,
I deserve nothing but good movies. What the fuck?
We got to educate each other about this. We can all, as someone who's made stuff and is currently broke, I got to tell you, start a podcast, write a thing, you know, and it's hard to get it in front of people, but you could.
Yeah. Everything's hard.
Yeah. It's difficult, man.
You imagine there's a petition, make Caleb's riffs better. And I'm like, I'm trying my best.
Holy shit. That's so funny. Let's start that petition for you and me. Start a petition to make our podcast better.
I'm trying. Like,
why does this podcast fucking suck, dude? This is fucking terrible. That's what I mean. It just is like, we live in this era of what is this? Like, wow, man, dude. First of all, Game of Thrones sucks. Secondly, it should be white. Like, what are we doing? That's why millennials are garbage, dude.
I think a lot of these white nationalists gave up on America being white. And they're like, something's got to be white.
Yeah, totally.
Something, somewhere, Middle Earth.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
dude. If Georgia
even white.
Yeah. If we can't make Alabama white, we can sure make fucking Rohan white. Oh man, dude. And maybe not all of Rohan, maybe just only Helm's Deep. Okay, can we make some laws? Sign a petition. Helm Deep's for whites. Just a bunch of fucking assholes, dude.
Oh, it's so funny.
Boy. Mario, too. That one's funny because it's like, who's upset? Italians? Like, what's going on? Which Italians are mad? Are people mad for Italians?
I'm trying to imagine Tony Soprano sitting there. You see this new Mario movie? It's bullshit. New Mario movie. Chris fucking Pratt. They'd like to fucking cut his gabagools off, motherfucker.
I should play Mario. You know what we need? We need a realistic Mario. But I'm going to start a petition. Get a realistic Mario Brothers out there.
There can't be a realistic.
Mario's not a plumber. He owns a strip club. He fucking kills people. Okay? His brother betrays him. He has to murder him and hide it from the FBI. Mario Brothers.
I would watch that.
Yeah, me too, actually.
The gangster Mario.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. You're going to love this.
Oh, hell yeah.
This is so exciting. So the first part of this is not exciting. It's fine, but it's not exciting. I'm like, you know, I had to sort of, my living situation's fucked up. I'm looking for a place in New York. I had an ideal situation where I was like in my friend's place in Jersey City. And so I was, and it was like a loose month to month cheap thing. And I was just going to like, it wasn't ideal, but I was going to stay there, slowly figure out my life, and then like get into the city whenever it felt like I was able to. Right. But then they broke up, those who own the Jersey City apartment. And in order to make it okay and chill and no stress for everybody, I just moved out. And so now I'm looking for an apartment, and I'm living with my best friend from high school in Bloomfield, New Jersey, which is it like basically takes 2 hours to get to the city between walking, trains, and other shit.
Yeah.
And it's certainly, that part's annoying. You know, he's my best friend. He's letting me live here for free. It's a nice house. Funk's happy. It's okay. But it's like not ideal, and I'm frustrated, and it scares me. I don't want to not live in the city. Mm-hmm. But literally a 7-minute walk from this house is the restaurant where they shot the final episode of The Sopranos.
Whoa, dude.
I ate there with Ismael Lutfi and Ryan Donahue the other day.
Whoa.
In the booth where Tony got capped.
Wow.
Or some would argue he didn't.
Oh, come like, on. Why is the show over then?
I know. Give me a break. Give me a break. But yeah, dude, Holston's, it's right there. I got a bacon cheeseburger. We waited for Meadow, you know?
Yeah, amazing, man.
So exciting. And yeah, there's like, so I totally forgot this area, like the entire, I see the entire Sopranos opening credits like every day. Like
whoa,
that, you know, that place Pizza Land that he drives by. It says Pizza Land in big green letters. Yeah, that's like right by here. It's cool. I don't know. I'm a big nerd for that shit, man. I love that show. So,
dude, that's so cool. Exciting. Do you think there's still gangsters?
I don't know. Probably.
Like I know there's like I'm like, is the Goodfellas Soprano style gangster still going? Like, it seems so obvious. Like,
yeah,
I feel like I could, whenever they go, oh, you know, Rudy Giuliani, I'm like, I could have been like, well, there they are.
Right.
Those are the gangsters. Let's get them.
And yeah, you think over time they're probably like, I think we should dress different. they can tell who we are.
I think they know we're the gangsters.
We're the only people in America who have cufflinks. I think, yeah. And then you just start wearing shorts.
Yeah, because when you watch those, the Gangland, you watch all those documentaries about gangs, they all have like their tattoos, they got their shirt off, and they're like shooting a gun in the air, and you're like, there, that's a gangster, look out.
Right.
But it seems like, but if you're like a rich Italian gangster, it's just like, dude, are you trying to get caught?
Right.
What the fuck?
Just walking around covered in money, being mean to everybody, punching people at Ralph's. That's the other crazy thing about the way that those people are portrayed, is just someone's like, what'd you say? And they just like beat the shit out of them at Big Lots.
Yeah. It's like, you know, the scene where in Goodfellas where he's like, get your shine box, and they just beat the hell out of a guy. And it's like,
just at a bar?
That wasn't on the news?
I've never seen that in my life.
Him. They killed him in front of everybody.
Yeah.
No one cares. All right.
Yeah. It seems like a stressful lifestyle at the very
least. I would hate it. I would totally hate it.
Anytime anyone is mad at me for a moment, I hide. I can't take it. Just, yeah, if you raise your voice or you're mean to me or anyone else. Oh, man.
I lose sleep day over having to repeat something. When I'll say something and somebody goes, what? And I'll go, never mind. And
I'll just kill myself.
Now that it's been a few seconds, I don't feel like it's worth repeating. No, say it. And then I say it and they go, oh.
That's so. Man.
Now I'm
no,
like,
say it, say it, say it. Come on, say it.
Are we not?
I diarrheaed in my pants a little bit. I pooped into my boxers. I don't know. I don't.
Yeah. So if I had killed like a bunch of people,
right,
I don't think I'd sleep good at all.
Yeah, it sort of makes sense that Tony Soprano's in therapy.
Yeah.
Not confusing.
No.
I'm depressed. Like, oh, really?
What do you think it is?
Oh, probably my dad.
My wife's up my ass. It's probably that. I got a dickhead son. I got a dickhead son. I got a fucking dumb wife. That's probably why I'm depressed. Not the images of blood and torture flying through my mind all day, every day. Oh, man. Anyway, that's why I got hoes in different litter boxes.
That's so cool.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, man. How many cats would you want, maximum amount?
One. I'm good right now, dude. This is great. It's good for her, too. She hates other cats.
Yeah.
I've gotten into watching raccoon videos on Instagram, though.
Oh, that's a slippery slope.
Yeah. I didn't know this. I didn't know raccoons were so domesticatable. But apparently
they are.
Yeah. They're like in Japan. I follow a couple of accounts in Japan of like these people that just have a few raccoons that live in their house with dogs, and the like dogs play with the raccoons and stuff.
What?
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
Cause I've always liked raccoons, and I asked my parents, they're like, no, they'll kill you.
Right.
They cannot be tamed. And I was like, oh, and then I never Googled it. I just believed them.
Yeah. I don't know. I definitely think that you shouldn't just like, bring a wild raccoon into your home.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Great,
I think,
man.
They're so cute. They got those hands, and they always look like you just caught them doing something.
Totally.
They got big old dumb butts, and they're just cute.
Yeah, they wiggle around with and they got the tiny thumbs and stuff. There's videos of them like petting the dogs that they live with. Dude, it's awesome.
That's so cute. They wash their food. That's so funny. They're like,
yeah, totally. Oh my God. This is clearly, I'm stressed out. All I do is watch videos of puffy animals. There's a video of a beaver carrying a tomato and a head of lettuce, and it drops it. And then it's like, oh shit. And it picks it back up.
I wish animals could cuss so bad.
Oh shit, dude. Me too. Just a beaver, like, fuck, dude. I'm never gonna finish this fucking dam. God damn it, dude. Sun's going down. My wife's gonna be fucking pissed, dude. Fuck, dude. Our old dam sucks. I wish I knew more beavers, dude. There's like no other beavers around here. Fuck, man. I'm so lonely, dude. Fuck, dude. The lonely beaver. That's the story I wrote. Go for lonely beaver, whose wife is mad at him because their dam sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, dude, and they're like, the beaver sees a raccoon, and the raccoon looks at him, and they're like, oh shit, maybe that dude wants to hang out, and the raccoon beats the shit out of him. We should make cartoons, man.
Yeah, we really should. I would love the lonely beaver. that sounds like a classic already.
Yeah, totally, man.
Yeah, I do want animals to cut. Like, what do you think Funk would say? If Funk could cuss, what would be her favorite?
If Funk could talk, the first thing she would say would be, fuck you. Fuck you. And then she would be like, okay, I've wanted to say that for years. I love you. And I really appreciate you taking care of me. And I really like it when we hang out. That's nice. I will say this. You seem to do numerous things that are not petting me. And I don't understand. So here's what I'm going to need for you to never leave. Stay on the bed, except when you feed me. Oh, also, if the food could be tuna only. That pill and the stuff for my teeth is, I don't like it. And leave the air conditioner on. Never bring any other people in here. And if I ever see another animal again, I will eat you. So. Also, sometimes you pet me for 1 millisecond longer than I want you to. And I just need you to know that in those moments, I really, really want you to be dead. So if you could just start reading my mind and never do anything I don't want, lay still when I need you to, and pet me only when I want to, then we're going to be good. Okay. And so what? That pumpkin food is weird. I don't know why you give that to me.
You should do a series of voicemails from Dr. Funk.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave. Funk. I forgot on the last one to tell
you. Yeah, yeah, totally. I forgot to tell you. Yesterday, it seems you waited a little bit late in the day to scoop out my litter. Now, I guess I'm just wondering if you think that was the right or the wrong choice. I left you a little gift on the bed. And you tell me after you see the gift whether or not you think you should scoop out my litter in the morning.
Oh, man. That tone of voice from a cat.
Just a like, passive-aggressive cat.
Dude, I've noticed that like every news channel now, it doesn't matter what side they're on, there's just real, I don't like the tone that journalists have. Like, left and right, they all do this shit now where, like, it'll come back from commercial and they'll go, and I'm like, what is that? News flash, like they'll actually say news flash.
Wow.
If you've read the Constitution, and I'm just like, what is going on? Why are you talking like,
wow, breaking news? I'm miffed. Well, I mean, I think it started, it's CNN's doing? Fault, right? Yeah. Like, or actually, it's MSNBC's fault. MSNBC started doing it lightly. Rachel Maddow is like the most professional version of that. She like doesn't actually have the tone, but she like looks into the camera and very professionally is like, once again, Lindsey Graham is a bitch. And you're like, what?
My favorite thing she does is she'll like, they'll come back and she'll look right in the camera. Like she knows it's time to go. And she's just looking at the camera and she'll go like, like she'll tap her papers and totally. Sigh.
And here we are. It's as if it is once again the 15th century.
Oh, I know. And then Sean Hannity.
1492, Columbus sailed the ocean. Fuck you.
Oh, it's so hard to watch. Like, and Fox News does it so much too. They'll, yeah. They'll go, it's a little thing called liberty. I'll just be like, why are you talking to me like I'm 4 years old?
They also literally threaten to beat people up on Fox News. That's always been like Tucker Carlson will be like, if that happened in my house, I'd beat that person to death. And you're like, wait.
Yeah, you're like giving out their home address. Come on over.
Yeah.
Come on over.
That's what it is.
Beat the shit out of you.
They don't say beat the shit out of you. They'd be like, yeah, you try to make abortion legal in my state, I'll see you outside.
Right. You're going like, to beat up the whole state?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Seems like Mississippi's going to have to get some boxing gloves on. Yeah. Because
I'd like to see you try.
Yeah. Hey, Los Angeles, why don't you get in the ring with Montgomery, Alabama, and see what happens next?
Oh, man. It really feels like college football is not enough anymore. Like,
yeah.
Like, I think the other states are like, look, if we let Alabama beat us at football, you think that, like, for 100 years, is that good enough? And they're like, I think that'll do it. I think they'll forget.
I do think that there's a list of schools that we should let win strictly so people don't get punched when they lose, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, Alabama football. Every college in Alabama should not be allowed to play other colleges in Alabama, first of all.
Right.
I feel like 400 to 500 people die when Alabama plays Auburn every year. Dude, did you see? I was like Thanksgiving weekend last year. Florida played Florida State. And before the game started, the teams came out. You know, they run out of the tunnel and everyone's like, hey. And then all the teams are on the field and yeah. A player from Florida State punched a player from Florida in the face on the field before the game started.
Whoa, dude.
I was like, they shouldn't. Don't let them play. Those are 18-year-olds and neither of them are from Florida, probably.
Right.
So you just like taught them to hate. You should hate that guy. Hey, you're a child. Here's some bad thoughts.
I would love to be around that table at Thanksgiving where he's like, oh, well, first of all, I'm thankful that I'm not a pussy and I punch really good.
Yeah, totally.
I wonder what he's talking about.
But yeah, so I think MSNBC invented that tone, but yeah. I think it was, and I literally mean this, I think years went by of CNN mostly being trying to be straightforward, even the annoying ones like Wolf Blitzer and shit. And then they started to get their late night motherfuckers. And I think Don Lemon is the one that did it. I think it's all Don Lemon and everyone tries to be him now. It's like emotional newscaster.
Yeah. And then people, they'll say, wow. I don't want to hear a journalist say wow ever.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Wow.
Say what happened and then move on.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm speechless. Well, then you're fired. Say the news. No breaks.
It's literally the same as like you show a clip and then you just go, boring on the news.
Check, please.
Wow. Check, please.
We should have a news show called Check, Please. We never say anything.
Check, please.
We'll say wow. We'll say check, please.
Dude,
never get no journalism.
That's honestly sort of what Tosh.0 is.
Yeah.
He just shows a video and he's like, damn. Most popular TV show in the history of television.
Damn.
Damn.
That's all you need.
You show a bomb going off. I've always wanted to do a version because Tosh, like, have you ever seen Ridiculousness? Ridiculousness is just like some guy falls off a skateboard onto like a metal pipe, and gets hit in his fucking balls, and then like five people in the studio are like, whoa. I want to do that with like horrible tragedies. Just like buildings exploding, and we're like, dude, what? Get out of there. Every video is 9/11. And
you got Hindenburg.
Yeah, Challenger. That one made a mark.
Damn.
Yeah, totally. Hey, welcome to What's It Called, everybody.
Welcome to What's It Called. We love you. Get ready to lay down.
Yeah, get ready to fucking lay down, y'all.
We're
Richard
the Potato
Carnes,
Boys.
Your carnies out there. We're the Potato Boys. We are sponsored by El Segundo Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
And dude,
I had a bunch of them yesterday.
Did you? Let me ask you a question. Did you get drunk?
I did. Oh. They have a new one that's, I wish I had them with handy, but we're recording this in the morning, and they have a new one that's like a German like festival beer that was really good. They sent me. And then they had there's a new IPA. It's called like Six Way or something. Did you have that one?
I don't know if I had the Clear AF.
Yeah, that's what it's really called. Good. Clear AF. And then there's the German one. Oh my God. Just great. I really like them both. Yeah.
Yeah, they do like seasonal beers and they're making like like an Oktoberfest-y, like German, but also sort of Hefeweizen-y wheat beer. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, their beer is so good, which is why we're sponsored by them. We only have sponsors that we like.
And, that's true.
It is true because we only have one and we have only ever had one. And we like them. So how about that?
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people in the world, they'll do a quick little thing. They'll go, oh, blah, 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 buy the thing. That's our thing. If you sponsor us, we'll talk about you a lot.
Totally.
You know,
we'll talk about the negatives of your product, too.
Yeah.
For example, it's pretty easy to drink enough El Segundo to die.
That's how good it is.
Yeah, granted, that's not their fault. That's just beer in general.
Okay, it was called Huff Gold Fest beer. Mm-hmm. And that was really good. And and then the Clear, I mean, they everything they got is great, but those specifically they sent recently are really, really good. And the Clear AF was good.
Man, I still Citra Pale Ale is still my favorite.
Yeah, that's hard to beat.
Yeah, I like to drink it outside.
Yeah, me too.
Because I drink so much alcohol, I'm not allowed in a lot of places.
It would be funny if we got banned from our sponsor's brewery. They're like, y'all can drink it, but it's got to be outside.
Good God. Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
we just go to... I feel like that's the danger of getting success when you're young. Like at this point, right. You and I would go be respectful wherever we go. But if I had a beer sponsor when I was 22.
Oh, God.
Dude,
don't even.
I'd be at the brewery every day at like acting like their best friend, saying stuff like, do not go in the bathroom for a while.
I didn't know about water. I didn't drink any water in my 20s. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like, I was so irresponsible with money that I would have like $12 in my account. And then I would be like, all right, should I get $3 beers? Like I would go until I had, like, if I had $3 left, I'd be like, well, PBR is $2.50. And I would have like 50 cents left in my account and be like, time to go home.
No, totally. I would like. Yeah, I would like dig through my backpack for enough change to get drunk.
Right.
Up until I was 27 years old, the only fruit I ate was in a pie.
That was right as I took a huge sip of hot coffee.
I used to eat cheese, meat, potato, and pie until my 27th
the
birthday.
Only fruit I ate was in a pie. That's really funny. That's really funny. The only vegetables are on a pizza. Like, oh. No, I used to literally feel good. I'd be like, a Big Mac's got a lot of lettuce on it. Like, yeah, that would make me feel good.
Totally.
I'm getting my greens.
Also, it's sort of a fault of the food pyramid. Were you taught the food pyramid?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Where they were taught, you were taught that you were supposed to eat 4 times as much bread as fruit?
Mostly bread. You're mostly supposed to eat bread.
Man, and you got to eat. You got to get a lot of dairy in there too.
You're right. You need to eat bread, cheese, and you need like you 8 servings of beef. It's so funny. It literally, I think it's the opposite except for sugar. Like sugar, they're like not much sugar. It's like right. Okay.
Yeah, totally.
But even then, I like sugar, so I'm gonna say no to that. I like sugar.
Totally.
It's good.
Yeah.
I think. Why is there this thing that tastes so good on Earth?
Right.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it's all just a cruel, weird punishment for being alive, you know? Like, right. Why are there drugs? Why are there drugs, and why do they make you steal?
Weed is very a good one, though. Weed is good. If you're robbing people for weed, you like to rob. I don't...
I actually got to say this. I think, and this is going to be a little bit of a PSA, I'm going to get a little serious for a moment. Uh-oh. So just know I'm also being stupid. But I quit smoking weed in the pandemic, and I had smoked every day for 10 years. And I didn't realize that because for the last like 5 or 6, I was mostly only smoking it to sleep.
Right.
Alone late at night. So I didn't even really think of myself as a stoner. But then when I quit, I was like, oh shit, I've been smoking every day for fucking 8, 9, 10 years maybe. And when I quit, I couldn't sleep. I shit weird. I had restless leg syndrome. I had like weird, like I would like zone out and my vision would get randomly blurry throughout the day.
Holy
I talked to
shit.
Deborah DiGiovanni, who quit smoking weed, was an everyday smoker, heavy smoker. And she was like, oh yeah, weed is an addictive drug from which you have withdrawal syndromes. And then I Googled it and it's true. And the thing is, like, I don't give a fuck what people smoke what you want to. But we have this weird, like, thing we do in America where they're like, it's no problem. You can't get addicted. There are no negative effects.
Right, right.
And meanwhile, it, like, you know, it's a drug, I can tell you.
It's just the weed movies are so chill.
It's fine.
Right. Like, there's stoner. It's a whole genre of comedy.
Side effects may include sitting down. And there's like all this stand-up comedy in the 90s
right.
Of like, oh, it increases your appetite.
Right, munchies.
Well, I don't know about you, but I like hot and spicy Cheez-Its. And that's fucking, you know, Bill Maher and 100 other people or whatever.
Yeah. That it was like every president would be coyly like, oh, weed is
totally
bad. And you'd be like, wait a minute. Yeah. Why'd you turn your head down a little bit when you said that?
Yeah, totally.
Did you smoke weed? And they're like, I don't know.
Bill Clinton's like, my saxophone smells a little different today. My saxophone's the only bong you can play. He never said
that. But I guess
that.
You wouldn't want your president to be seen smoking. Like, remember when Elon Musk took like one hit of a joint on Rogan and Tesla's stock fucking died yeah. immediately. It's like if you saw Biden lighting up a fat joint.
Like, it would make you think that they're not taking themselves seriously. That's true. My thing, by the way, is I don't give a weed is obviously way better drug for you than a lot of things. And it medicates tons of stuff. I'm very pro marijuana. I really am. I'm not. I'm just saying this like weird myth we perpetuate where nothing at all must be managed with it is fucking crazy, dude. It's so crazy.
Right. And if you're smoking too much weed, just drink some El Segundo. It'll help.
Yeah, totally. Because then you'll be too drunk to panic, which is the thing I like about drinking Montegundo IPA.
It's so good. Ooh, do we have to shout out a Patreon, sir?
Yes, we got a few things to do real quick before we rename the thing we're renaming this week. Our website is whatsitcalled.rodeo. Links to our social media and our Patreon and all our stuff on there. Jumping on Twitter. When we announce it weekly, what we're renaming, if you want to rename with us, jump in and we read our favorites at the end of the episode. And we have a new patron this week. Shout out to, oh shit, I moved off the page.
Oh shit.
God damn it.
Oh hell.
Here we go. Shout out to Jessica Gerard. What's up, Jessica?
Jessica Gerard. What's up, Jess?
I've seen Jessica tweeting at us when we rename stuff, too. Hell so it's so nice to see you jump in on our Patreon as well. We also have another existing patron who jumped up to the $25 level, which, as you might know, are our producers. They get a shout out every episode. That's hell Joseph Holland. Thanks, dude.
Oh, hell
thanks
yeah, Joe. For
upping your, you know, whatever.
Help. Thank you. We need money really bad. I have $9.
Certainly do. You have $8.
I have eight. What's it called?
Established earlier. Yeah. and this week we are renaming Alfred Hitchcock.
Hell yeah, dude.
Which I think is a really Red Hot Chili Peppers is going to be hard to beat. Y'all crushed it so hard. And it's so I really am excited to rename things with a lot of syllables that are big and dumb and stupid.
Big, dumb and stupid.
I do think Alfred Hitchcock and Red Hot Chili Peppers have that in common. They're big and they're dumb and they're stupid and they're famous.
Yeah.
And we like them, but like, you know, relax.
Yeah.
Chill out, everybody.
Hell yeah.
Have you seen Rear Window? Of course, I fucking saw Rear Window.
It's very good. It's very good.
What do you want to do? You want to go first?
Yeah, I got a name for him. How about Wallace Tallywhacker Pants?
I knew that that's what was going to happen. This is going to be the sequel to Benedict Cumberbatch.
Wallace Tallywhacker Pants.
All right, here's my first one. The Duke of Squishies.
Boris Thatchpecker.
Theodore Wigglecheeks.
Harold McCobbleboner.
Yeah. Dr. Rhubarble Harblebarble the first.
Gilroy Chubby Puddle the third.
Baron Kilgariff. Yeah, that's right.
Larry Poppins.
Wow, that's great. His Majesty's Most Honorable Homicide Boy.
I got the most British motherfucker in Cambridge.
All right, here's my next one.
He talks, his voice is I love when he introduces it. It's like, oh, they gotta hear me mumble the plot before they watch this shit.
It's funny that you say that, Caleb, because my next name is Hum. I'm not done. Now I'm done.
I feel like he's always taking umbrage. I don't know what umbrage means, but it seems he's taking it.
Yeah, I've never taken umbrage. It sounds fun. It sounds like you got to have a bunch of food in your mouth to take it. It's like it's like taking umbrage is when you're super pissed off and you're a squirrel.
It's like a slow, you know, the noise a horse makes some when it's done running. It's like a slow motion, like
right. It's like you're yelling at someone, but the only word you can remember is the word almonds. Almonds, 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 almonds. All
right. I only got one
you should
more.
Say two. Oh, okay.
I got a hello. My name's Alfred. I was born in a clock tower, and my dad's a broom.
I have a few left. After I write this horrible murder story, I'm going to show you the left side of my body. That motherfucker really loved the left side of his body.
Oh, he does.
All right. I got two left. The Irritable Bowel Fellow and Mr. Butthole the Ship Machine.
That's a good name for anything.
Mr. Butthole the Ship Machine.
That's good dude, stuff.
If that's what Mario Brothers was called, that would be fucking incredible. Woohoo! Why isn't Mario Brothers more about taking shits? He's a plumber.
Right.
He's Italian. Italian people eat a lot of bread and cheese.
Yes, they do.
Totally. That's where they thought of it. That's why there's so many fucking good. Did you know also those like little brown, like mushroom looking walking things are called Goombas?
that's wrong.
It is like a Bowser.
It's wrong, but I think it's like okay.
Sort of racist against Italians if you're worried about Italians' stake in things in the world.
Yeah. I guess they don't care. I don't see them tweeting about it.
I feel like it's fine. You know, they're white.
Right.
So it's fine. I think they're going to be okay.
For years, Italians and Irish were like, we want to be white. And white people were like, no. And then then we're like, all right, y'all are white. And they're like, sweet. And they're like, I don't know if you know this, but no more complaining.
Like, what? Oh, come on.
Oh, no. Sorry. We get to make fun of you. And they're like, shit. And then Mario came along.
It is so crazy to think that like 50 years ago, people were like, can you believe the president's Catholic?
Right. That's what I hate about, and I'm Irish, mm-hmm. but the Irish people think they can keep complaining. I'm like, it's over.
Yeah.
They made us white, and now the complaining's over. Don't shut the fuck up about Irish shit.
Yeah, totally. You got you all have a fucking pot of gold anyway.
Yeah.
You got a pot of gold. You got that green suit you all wear. You dance around.
A pot of gold.
That would be so great if if leprechauns actually were what Irish people looked like. God, that would be amazing.
One day.
Like if you looked exactly like a leprechaun, but you were the same person.
Irish people really sure. look exactly like them.
Yeah.
So it's true. I don't know what to tell you.
For example, John F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Guy looked just like that.
At the end of this rainbow, there's a great amount of gold bullion. We do not burn little children because it is easy.
Oh, my God.
Ask not.
I was trying to think of an ask not one. That's what I was just doing. Yeah.
All right. We got to read some of these names. We got a bunch of good ones for Alfred Hitchcock. The first one I saw from at Strum My Banjo, Adolf Bitch Dick.
Oh, man. At Demira says, Adolf Bitch Dick. Sorry. I should not have. Yeah, these are. Oh, my God. These are really incredible. This is going to be like last week. We're going to have to retweet a bunch. First one I saw from at Demira is Breathe Hard, Struggle Talk. Bushel of Awesome says, Oedipus Latch Tingle.
At Ginny Tomato says small cock half wit.
At Turducken MRE says Oxford crankshaft.
We got two from at Shagadelic. One is awfully fat fuck and talking ball sack.
Yeah. Those are both good. At Loki Hates You says old droopy Snoopy.
Droopy Snoopy. Oh man. At Turducken MRE says fist fuck drizzle bottom. And Davenport Scuttlefuck. Those are two good ones.
At Tomboy Jag, who is Jessica Gerard, our new patron this week.
Hell yeah.
Sir Suspense McCameo.
Ooh. Yeah. That's very appropriate.
Al Lifdick. It's also Al her. wow. At Turducken MRE again. Archibald Finger Blast. Oh, man.
I really like this one from at Bibbo's. And I'm going to read it the way it's phonetically. Me British mom fucked me bloody noggin right proper, she did.
Oh, boy. Okay. At Kid Obsidian said, Butler Will Smith, dong the dong dong dong.
All right. From at Deconsecrate said poppycock pettifoggery.
At CB Carlene says Freddie Touchcock.
Freddie Touchcock.
At Bogdute, Ego Phillips.
Ooh.
Oh, that's man. Very good one. At Kick Acetron says Batman trailer penis. That? That's great.
At Swelly Bean, Sir Alfie Fear Peddler.
This is crazy. At Apocpod said Big Al trailer penis. Same thing.
Big Al trailer penis. Interesting.
Oh, no. Is there, there must be a scandal about him that I didn't know about. Yeah, because there's like, now I'm looking, someone's calling him gropey and creepy. I didn't know. Dang. Oh, no. Oh, no. Man. I'm so sorry for reminding you all of this. I didn't know. I didn't know. Yeah, dude. At Boogeyman Weather says Pervertigo.
Oh, Pervertigo's great.
That's so clever. But I didn't know. Man.
Yeah, wow.
We try not to do people that have a thing that makes people think about shit like that.
Well, I wonder if there were any clues.
Yeah, right. The fact that he looks like a fucking creep and makes movies about killing women. I
My
guess.
Next movie is called Creepy Shit I Do.
Man, yeah, all these now. There's a lot of, with that context, it's a little, at Scotty Too Hottie says, oh no, that's a different one, but at Scotty Too Hottie says, The Godfather of Good Golly, What a Fright. At Rocco says Clarence Tresseldong.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I just you know. Whoa. At Chris Calabrese said Weird Al Hitchcock. I like that one.
Weird Al Hitchcock might be the one.
Weird Al Hitchcock.
That's great. At I Ate Paste says Chester Mantelscrot.
Mantelscrot.
I like Mike Perry says Jowly Humpty Duck. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh man, there's so many. I just really oh man, did you see this one? The from at Scotty Too Hottie said When Scary Met Sally. That was really good.
Dude, that's really clever.
Pervertigo is really good too, though.
At Winslow Dumain says The Bird Fucker.
The Bird Fucker.
At Jenny Tomato says Small Cock Half Wit. Damn, that's so crazy.
Adolf Bitch Dick really made me laugh.
Adolf Bitch Dick, I think, is got to be the one. Adolf Bitch Dick and Weird really Al funny. Hitchcock.
Yeah, they both get a Ricky shit.
Absolutely. And look, hell maybe y'all were just referencing the fact that he clearly is obviously obsessed with women in a way that is fucked up. And right. Or maybe he fucking came out as a piece of shit. But either way.
No one
sorry
ever
I missed
up.
That. Yeah, I guess he didn't say it.
I would like to announce that I'm a piece of shit.
Hello,
a lot of my
I
close
suck.
Friends have known for years. I'm, you know, I'm a very bad man.
I'm a very bad man.
Very bad man. I'm tired of pretending to be a good man.
I've been talking to my cat, and my cat let me know. I am a bad man.
So we got a new producer. So our list of producers has gotten longer.
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking for blah, blah, blah. What was the other? So I retweeted Adolf Bitch Dick. Where's Weird Al Hitchcock?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I get that.
Yeah, dude.
No, I'm looking for it. Do you know who did it?
I can't. I have to scroll back up.
Shit. All right. Well, we'll find it later.
We'll find
Yeah. Shout out to our producers this week: Dante Beckwith, Peter Cunnistra, Amanda Richards, James Colton, Anna Snyder, Peter Dahlberg, Eric Williams, Jane Palatini, Rando Dixon, and Joseph Holland. Thank you all so much for listening.
Hell yeah, we love you. Thank you so much. We need to get up to $10.
Yeah, totally. One day, Caleb will have double digits in his bank account.
Oh man, it's the worst. I hate getting that alert when Bank of America's like, "Do you think it's good you have this little money?" And I'm like, "No." They're like, "Alert! No money."
Yeah,
I fucking no.
Yeah, I know, dude. Overdraft. Yeah, it's like, stop making fun of me.
Right. Yeah.
Stop bullying me. It's also like, the fact that I overdrafted my account and you're charging me, like, how does that make sense?
Don't let it go through.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I say.
I also don't have the money. How is it legal to ask me for money I don't have?
Right. I don't have it.
I don't have it. Yeah. You think I'm going to go to my other bank account and get the money that I just didn't want to put in
your
bank account?
I think they do. I think banks are like, well, go get your other account. And I'm like, I don't have, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I really am poor.
Yeah.
I'm not pretending.
Y'all, you're the best.
We love you.
We love you so much.
Lay it down.
Lay it down. We'll see you next week.
Ooh.
What's it called? What's it called?